Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of October 28th, 2019, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. It's going to have to be Terminator Dark Fate. This is a direct sequel to the first two James Cameron movies. And James Cameron is said to come up with a story for this one. Arnold, Linda Hamilton, and Eddie Furlong are all reprising their roles. So, yeah, I'm going to have to check this one out. It's got to be better than Genesis. All right, for TV pages, I'm going to be doing it a little bit differently this week because there's almost nothing new coming out this week. For Thursday, CW has the finale of Mysteries Decoded. For Saturday, HBO has a premiere of Crazy Stupid Love. That's it. For box office results, in fifth place, you have The Countdown. Fourth place, Zombieland Double Tap. Third place, The Addams Family. Second place, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. And back in first place is Joker. It has made $277 million domestically, and I believe it just became the number one highest earning R-rated film of all time. All right, for movies this week, you have Arctic Dogs. It's an animated movie about an Arctic fox who wants to be a delivery dog. You have Harriet, which is the biopic of Harriet Tubman. It was filmed locally. Motherless Brooklyn, which is set in the 1950s and deals with a private detective with Tourette's, which kind of makes it sound like a comedy when I say it like that. And then, of course, Terminator Dark Fate. For DVDs, you have Loose and 10 Minutes Gone. For online services, for Netflix, you have Little Miss Sumo, Arsenio Hall, Smart and Classy, American Son, Atypical, Drive, Fire in Paradise, Holiday in the Wind, Queer Eye, We're in Japan, and The King. For Prime, you have John Clancy's Jack Ryan Season 2 and Brittany Runs a Marathon. For video games, I'm going to absolutely murder this name, I'm letting you know now. You have Alteria Reza, Ever Darkness, and The Secret Hideout. For GUI News, Spooky Trivia Monday at Fallout. Following trivia is Scaryoki with Karaoke Carla. You got new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, Booze Clues, Beautiful Disasters, and From the Mouths of Madness. For one more thing, a good Hulk comic book gives fans exactly what they're looking for from their favorite hero, but a truly great one delivers something they never knew that they needed, which is exactly what Hulk and Marvel has cooked up with their latest announcement, passing the power of the Incredible Hulk to Spider-Man this January in Immortal Hulk Great Power. It's obviously an exciting time to be a fan of the Hulk, not because of Al Elwig's new series making Bruce Banner and his other half a true horror story, but in the pages of Absolute Carnage event, Eddie Brock's symbiont has decided it needs someone stronger and instead merged with Bruce Banner to create Venom Hulk, crossing it off the countless bucket list of many fans. Now, it seems that the Hulk's persona will be taking the same lead, ditching Bruce Banner for Spider-Man. Now, if the rage and strength of the Hulk can turn Bruce Banner into a walking nightmare, just imagine what it can do for the havoc it could create when it has the powers of superhuman such as Peter Parker. The mashup will only be temporary, obviously, and it stands a good chance of being fairly unforgettable. We'll see. Seeing Hulk burst out of Spider-Man's iconic costume is something that you won't see every day. Picturing something as massive as the Hulk swimming from webs feels strangely impossible, but then Tim Taylor's has a knack for reimagining heroes in a horrifying fashion. The comic does come out in January. Check it out. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIpodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. It's Halloween on Thursday. Please, if you're outside, drive safe. You have little kids running around and they don't know what they're doing. They're hopped up on whatever kids are eating nowadays. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. And be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.